Hello, this is Keith Pannell, and welcome back to another 100 at 100, a series of programs to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And today our guest is Professor Charles Ambler, Chuck Ambler, and he's a historian, and he's particularly interested in mass media. And so, Chuck, tell us a little bit about your interest in this research area.
Well, I'm writing a book about the history of mass media in modern Africa, starting from the first development of mass printing and going right up to the present day with the internet and new media and so forth. But today, since we're on the radio, it might be nice to talk about my interest in the history of radio.
In Africa.
In Africa. Until the last decade, when cell phones just took off and have blanketed the continent, radio was really the only pervasive mass media. And for decades, this has really been the single most important way that people connect with each other and with the outside world all across the continent. Yet, not that much is really known about it. And the history of radio in Africa goes back into the 1920s and 30s, just like it does in the United States and Europe. But it was very limited in its reach, and especially it was really aimed at Europeans who were living in Africa.
So the language was predominantly English.
Or French. Or Portuguese. And generally speaking, this really just involved the transmission of metropolitan broadcasts to the continent. This is the period, of course, in which the BBC World Service started up, and that played a very important role. But in the 1930s, colonial governments started getting more interested in the educational, or we might say propaganda, possibilities of radio. And this really took off during World War II, when Africa was came to be seen as a much more strategically vital area.
So what's the outcome of your research?
In 1949, a couple of guys got the idea in northern Rhodesia that there might be a way to actually reach a broader public with radio. And so they teamed up with a manufacturer and created something known as a saucepan radio, because it looked sort of like a saucepan. And this was the first radio set that ordinary Africans could really afford. And in the next 2-3 years, mass radio was born in that one country, in that one place in Africa, and programs were found to kind of spread that around, and thousands of people got these sets, and a set of programs started with interview programs and music playing, and on the one hand, Bing Crosby, on the other hand, local folk music.
Did it have any positive implication for democracy in Africa?
It did, actually, because news was a big part of it, and it was relatively objective news, and it also just brought people from all over the country together.
That's a fascinating story, fascinating area to do research here in the Southwest Desert. And we thank you, Chuck Ambler, Professor of History at the University of Texas at El Paso, for being on 100 at 100, research for our next century to celebrate the 100th anniversary of our university. This is Keith Pannell.